Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila, providing you another video on the topic of Calvinism and irresistible grace. And so in Proverbs 1, verses 24 through 26, the Bible reads, "Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity, I will mock when your fear cometh." So in Proverbs 1, verse 24, the Bible very clearly shows us that the Lord, you know, our God, he called, but they chose to refuse. Now, irresistible grace teaches that, you know, if God calls you, you're chosen. Hey, you're going to get saved. You cannot resist God's grace. It's irresistible. But what you're seeing here in Proverbs 1, verse 24, is that actually people did resist the grace of God. They are resisting what the truth is. He says he's called, but they refused. So they had their choice when he called, and they decided to resist the Holy Ghost. "I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded." So he wants them to be saved. He's stretching out his hand, but they're choosing to reject it. They're choosing not to get saved. Then what it says in Proverbs 1 verse 26, "I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh." And look, these unsaved people, they can just live it up in this life, and they're these religious false prophets that say they're the chosen, or that they repented of all their sins and they're going to be saved, or their good works, or their baptism's gonna get them to heaven, or these atheists that mock God. But these people that are choosing to reject when God's called them, you know what, here's the thing. They're gonna have a day of fear. When they're cast into hell, they're gonna be like shocked, these workers of iniquity, they got cast into hell. And look, there's gonna be a day when every knee shall bow, and these arrogant, prideful people that thought that they were one of the chosen, one of the elect, they're gonna find out one day that that's not the truth at all. And you know what? God no longer loves them anymore. He says he's going to mock when their fear cometh. And so this idea that, you know, God just loves everyone, he's never going to send anyone into hell, look, that's not the truth. And these people that choose to reject and resist the Holy Ghost, they will one day have a great day of fear, and God's hand will no longer be out there. But look, God's hand is out there for anyone who hasn't become a reprobate yet. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to believe on him, but you have that free will choice. Thank you, and God bless.